Thank you. I've participated in some meetings that I didn't want to be at in my time in public office. I can remember once when we had to appoint school board members for a vacancy, and a slight majority voted not to give another term to one of my friends on the school board. She hasn't talked to me since then. I love Robbie, but I miss her too. But yeah, I have to say that, you know, I can think of some lows. I can think of budget cuts. I can think of staff layoffs. I can think of times when we've dealt with some really difficult things. But the worst things, objectively, probably have been when we had to lay off staff, either as on my school board experience and in my city council experience. Laying off staff is objectively probably the worst. But I have to tell you that, Ms. LeBaron, I actually do appreciate you, and I'd like it if you could listen while I'm talking. I have to tell you folks that even though, objectively speaking, laying off staff members would seem to be the worst, when we made tough decisions like that, at least we were having intelligent discussions, and we were looking at facts, and we were really all doing our darndest, you know, to do our best work. I can remember on the school board when I actually voted for a budget cut that my really good friend Tim Shaw didn't vote for. That was hard. But Tim and I love each other and talk all the time. I can remember a lot of things that were hard. I remember when two of us. I've listened to you folks for a long time. I don't talk a lot. I don't think I do. I'm just going to ask you to listen, please. Thank you. I can remember once when two of us were on the losing side of a vote about the music program in Lemon Grove, and we lost a really good staff member. And one of the people that was on the other side of that vote gave me a hug just the other day. And I know sometimes people say Gaskill talks a lot, and what's his point? Well, my point is that we all love Lemon Grove. We're all here because we want safe streets. We want the bathrooms in the park to be clean. Yeah, I think we all do. I'm pretty sure we all do. We don't like traffic tickets, but we do like the fact that there's somebody, you know, we have police officers that look out for our safety. I think we all want a better city. And I think it's good to start by acknowledging that. And I think it's good to take the attitude that, you know what, we don't have to agree. We can make some really hard decisions, and we can recognize that we're all doing it because we love this city. And several people have said, how did we get where we are tonight? Oh yeah, that's a good question. Because I can tell you, I didn't want to be here. Okay, this is the worst. Okay, and my teacher instincts are to always talk when I don't think people can hear me. Thank you, person, for stop talking. The reason this is the worst is because it's not the worst because objectively we have the hardest thing to deal with. It's the worst because we realize that we have so much trouble dealing with each other. And where do we go from here? Well, John Daddy made a really good point. The last speaker made a really good point when he said that, and I think he might have been speaking of both people in favor of the resolution and people against the resolution, that we've made our point. I think everybody here's probably made their point. I think that this proposed language makes a point. I think everybody that spoke made a point. I think that we have quite a lot to digest and quite a lot to learn from. And if there's one positive thing I can say about, two positive things I can say about tonight. One, great turnout. And two, yeah, people made their point. People did. And that's good. I'm glad, you know, that's something positive I can say. I want to go always looking for something positive. And when I look at this resolution, I have a couple of questions that I want us all to think about. One question is there anything here that is not true? That should be the first question. To look through it all and see, is there anything here that is not true? I looked through the whole thing. I wasn't happy. I don't want it to be true. I really don't. But I had to admit to myself and to everybody else that as much as we might dislike this resolution, it's true. Ms. LeBaron has disrupted meetings. Ms. LeBaron has abused staff. That is the biggest concern, much more serious than, you can abuse me, I'm a teacher, I can take it. But when you abuse staff, that is serious. And that has serious impacts for the city as well, I want to make sure people realize. And it's also true that Ms. LeBaron has yelled at fellow council members. And I will say she's been relatively mild to me. I don't know why, but she's been much harder on the mayor, much harder on Councilmember Mendoza, and she's been absolutely horrible to our city manager and our city attorney. And she's also been pretty bad to some other staff who I won't name because they probably wouldn't want me to. And that concerns me a lot more. I don't know if I should feel left out. I think I'm worthy of just as much abuse as the mayor. But maybe that I have an exalted opinion of myself. All humor aside, I think it's good to ask to look at this, read this, and ask yourself, is there anything here that isn't true? And I wish it wasn't true, okay? I wish it wasn't true. I wish she hadn't yelled at us and cussed at us, okay? And yes, she did, and it makes me sad. It makes me really sad that a lot of people here would choose not to believe Mayor Vasquez, who's a genuine, caring, honest person. And hey, I ran against her. Jerry ran against her, but she's the mayor.
Jerry Jones can flip us off.
You know what? I don't approve of that either.
George,
I'm
one
not
second,
gonna say,
please. One second. I have to interrupt. Can you please escort the folks out in the back that are talking over George? There's three in the back.
That was me. Yeah. But she's my parent. Bring your receipts, because that's what we elected her to do, people. That's what we elected her to do. Bring your receipts. Bring your receipts. Thank you, Leona. Go.
Of the speaker, Councilmember George Gastel has the platform right now. Please listen to what he has to say. We listen to you. please listen to us. I'll turn it back over to you, George. I apologize for interrupting. Thank you.
Thank you. And you know, I probably talk the least of all the council members, and I appreciate you listening to me now. Well, you know what? Let me worry about that. As I say as a teacher, let me worry about that. Let me ask you another question about what's here, okay? Because I'm open to the idea that maybe we don't need to pass this, okay? I want to let you know that I came here with an open mind. I still have an open mind. I've been listening to all of you. And what I want to ask you is, if the council doesn't pass this resolution, what is the alternative? Because what's in here is actually true, okay? That doesn't mean that we should pass it, but it does make it mean that we should think, what's the alternative? What is the alternative? And let me say a little bit about what has been tried and a little bit about what we know and what we might consider. And we team building, I was one of the people that wanted to do team building. I will own that. And I think that is a great idea. I think that team building is in the right spirit, and probably more of it would be really good. I think and I think that team building might actually be more effective now that we have some things out. You know, there might be a little bit of clearing the air might make for more effective team building. It's not a kumbaya session. It's a real effort at working together as a team and understanding each other better. And also, a key part of team building is making sure that all of us know how it is that we can do positive things for the city together. What are the channels? How do we get things done? And how do we do it together in a way that respects everybody? I also want to say that there's been a lot of talk about questions, and questions are important. You know, people have really good questions. Ms. LeBaron has good questions. I think that a lot of people might not realize that questions do get answered. They might get answered at a different time or at a different place than people expect. And we might want to think about this. I think it might be worth improving our process where we write down questions, put them in a blog, keep the answers where we can refer to them. And yeah, I see some head nods. It's good to know some people are still listening. I don't normally talk this long, but I think it's important. We probably could do a better job with the questions. Okay, I'm going to say that. Okay, and I think somebody mentioned meetings on Saturdays where we can talk about things and really get into it. I think a town hall style meeting once in a while is a good idea. You know, where you have one agenda item and people can say what they want, and council members can say what they think, and everybody can communicate with each other. Instead of 15 agenda items and maybe one that people really care about a lot and really dig into it, I think that might be a good idea. It's not a new idea. I'm not going to take credit for it. Maybe it's something that would help us, okay? I'm looking for things that would help us, okay? And the third idea I have is that I think maybe each of us could say what it is that we think we could do better. What is it that we, you know, because one thing, if there's one thing I learned from my mother, it's always think first of what you could do better. You know, what could you do, better? I know you're all thinking, oh yeah, Gaston could shut up. What could we do better? What could we do better? And speaking for myself, I think maybe I could speak up more. The I actually been pretty quiet, you know? I mean, I figure the mayor was elected, and Jerry and Jennifer are super smart. Leanna's pretty smart too, but she's annoying. And I'm being honest here, you know? You've been very, very honest. I can be honest too. And I don't mean it in a mean way. I'm almost done. I'm trying to say what I could do better. I could probably speak up more. I probably could, and I'll be trying to do that. Okay, and I also think that I could probably be pushing harder to get the questions written down and get the questions onto a blog where people can see them and cross-reference them, and refer to them. Okay, and there's some things I have done that you might not know about that I could probably do more of, talking to people and connecting with people. I do a lot of that, but I probably could do more. So I think it would be good if each of us said, I could criticize other council members, but I think it might not be the best idea. I think they probably know. But I'll just let you know that I don't think any of us are perfect, okay? I don't think it's okay to flip people off, and I don't think that everything that mayor does is what should have been done.
That's a joke, right?
But the thing is, we're all doing our best. I think we're doing our best, and I think that we can be honest with each other, and I think that it'd be good if we all thought of what we could do better and how we could run the city better. And I'm looking for an alternative to passing the censure, because I really do think we've all made our points, and I really do think the real question in front of us is, how can we do better as a city? Thanks for listening.
Next, we have Councilmember Mendoza.
Shh, everyone quiet.
I actually make copies.